will call the Plan Commission meeting to order on Monday, May 18th, and we are meeting in the Alloy Village Hall. First order of business is roll call. Hanson?
Present.
Rob?
Here.
Trustee Dart?
Here.
Kalata?
Here.
Retzloff?
Here.
Karnowski?
Here.
And Copper is present. And next on the agenda, I'll be looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Kalata?
Oh. Wes had it. I'll second it.
Okay.
He beat me.
Motion by Karnowski, second by Kalata. And all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next on the agenda is the election of chairperson. And I've been chairperson for 1 year. The limit is 2 years, but I will gladly step down if somebody else would like to be chairperson. We'll open the floor to nomination.
I'd like to nominate Wes Karnowski for chair.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
And a motion by Howard, seconded by Roger, to nominate Wes Karnowski. Are there any others?
I make a motion to close the floor and accept the nomination for Wes as the chair of the Plan Commission.
Okay, is there a second to close the nomination?
I'll second.
Seconded by Kendra. And is there any further discussion?
Do we ask Wes if he's willing to do it?
Yeah, I'm talking earlier.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And welcome. You'll be the chairperson at the next meeting.
Thank you.
And now the election of the vice chairperson.
Usually we have them take over right away.
Do you?
On all the other committees we do.
Okay, Chris finished it up the whole meeting the last time. Debbie said that usually he takes over right away.
I was nice to her then. Okay. No. However you want to do it.
Would you like to take over?
Keep rolling.
Okay. All right.
That's fine.
Okay, then the election of the vice chairperson, and Howard is our vice chairperson. I don't know that there's a limit. I don't think there is for the number of years for vice chairperson. You've been one for 1 year, right?
1 year.
Okay. If you'd be willing to serve, otherwise we can open the floor to nominations. I'll nominate Howard for a second term. Is there a second? Penny? Dart? Second? And any others? Okay, a motion to close the nominations?
So moved.
Okay, and a second? So, Wes and Kendra?
Okay.
And is there any further discussion?
This is Chris. Just real quickly, part of the reason why we had the vice chair for the Plan Commission, when I started back in 2007, our chair didn't show up very often, so it was really tough every meeting. So unfortunately, since then, we've had very good chairs, and we've never really needed it, but just in case we go back to it, I think it's the right thing to have a vice chair.
That's
so.
A good idea. Yeah. Okay. And do we vote?
We can vote.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. And next on the agenda is the minutes from the April 27th meeting. Everybody's had a chance to take a look at those. Are there any corrections that are needed? If not, I'll be looking for a motion to approve. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Announcements. Do you have anything, Charlie?
If you haven't noticed the if you haven't noticed the business on Webster Derby was raised, and we still don't know anything going in there. I understand they're just going to seed it. So.
Hmm.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Trevor. We met today with, we've been working on trying to establish a farmer's market. And Debbie, Trevor, myself, Carrie Zetlo, and Sherry Conco, our Alloway staff, is working with Bellin. And it looks like we're moving in the right direction. Bellin's very much in favor of it. It's going to be on a Thursday evening starting in July 9th. It'll be on the corner of the Bellin parking lot and part of the Village Hall parking lot. So right now we've got a student intern from GB that's helping to put together a little bit of the rules, the application, solicit some vendors to come in. We're hoping if we can get 10, 15 vendors the first year, it would be a wonderful thing. We're looking at a 4 o'clock till 7 p.m., 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday night, farmers market for 16 weeks. So we're talking about public gathering places or some things that bring the public together. That is certainly one of them that can't really do that. So just want to let you know.
Okay, and I wanted to thank Chris Collada for serving on the Plan Commission for 7 years. And then Steve and I think we'll keep a seat open for you if you have three alternate positions that we could fill. So you're always welcome back.
Thank you.
And then I had a question on the Heritage Hill parking lot renovation. Were they going to do that before their season opens? I didn't notice any changes.
Originally, they were going to. For whatever reason, last I heard, now they're going to wait until the fall to sterilize it. They are doing a lot of the prep work for it, like taking, removing some of those trees and, okay. and items like that.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
There's a building that was put at the water tower up near Heritage Hill for the new antenna arrays they have up there. Is that the way it's going to look?
No, it's to replicate a little bit of the house. No, not the house. It's a building that I think sits on Heritage Hill property, as you can see from Webster.
Okay, so they're going to put some shell over the top of it?
It's going to be sided. There'll be a roof. There'll be windows, big windows.
Some landscaping
around
it?
It's not going to look like it is, because it's okay. Very abstract.
Just wondering.
And will you require some landscaping around it too, then?
Yes.
Okay.
Similar on a similar issue, you know, we've done several CSMs. I'm just wondering if any development has occurred on those parcels. Is it possible for us to kind of see the character of homes that are being built? These have all been residential for the most part, right? Except for the diocese one, but.
Roger, the two that they come to my mind is the one at Fairview and then the one on River Lane in the Zara. Are those the two you referenced?
I think, right. So.
Okay. We can.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I go down the Fox River Trail and there's a big sign up on the one on Lazar, and it looks like they're trying to do something, but it's not clear what's happening. So,
sure, we can bring something up with the
speed. Anything else? Any further questions?
Yeah, one more. I don't know how difficult it would be. It's just something I think would be kind of neat, especially for me because I'm new. Is would you guys ever provide a report on building permits issued? You know, we talk about the CSMs that we've went through and everything else, just to kind of see where we're at, you know, what's going on in the village. Maybe make it easier to maybe drive around and see some new else being built.
That's a really good point. What we started this year versus doing the contracted service, we took to have an in-house building inspector that works both for the village building inspection and he works for the water department, so he kind of splits his time.
Sure.
And we've got a computer program now that residents and contractors can sign up online, make payment online, schedule appointments online. So all those things will be much easier to grab a hold of than they have been in the past. I think that's the same program that you possibly are.
I think we created our own.
Oh, you created your own, okay. But those are nice, much more simple records to pull out when you don't have to physically get them from the council.
Just a quick glimpse of the building activity in the village would be something that I would appreciate. I don't know if everybody else is on the same page.
Yeah, we can keep it, you know, either do like a quarterly aspect of it.
Sure.
Anything else before we go to public appearances? Okay, next on the agenda, public appearances. And if you'd like to speak, please come up to the podium so we can hear you in the microphone.
Again, I'm sorry.
Turn it off.
I had a plug it over here.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. We just had the joint meeting with Grave that talked about Riverside Drive, and I was concerned that the DOT is not going to be putting in a sidewalk on the west side of Riverside Drive from 172 south down to Stanbaugh Road, and that they want to have a continuous sidewalk on the east side. And it's been my belief that we should have a continuous sidewalk on the west side that utilizes the Fox River Drive, the Fox River Trail as part of the corridor, the continuous corridor for pedestrian and bike accommodation. And the DOT wants a continuous sidewalk on one side of the street, and they've been very strong on saying that they have to have it on the east side, whereas I think that we can have it on the west side. And simply, we do need to take into account some federal regulations with regards to a recreational trail. But there's no reason why we can't have the sidewalk on the continuous sidewalk on the west side instead of the east side. And I'd like the Planning Commission to take a stand on that, because the people in Alloway will walk in a place that is convenient and safe to walk, and everybody wants to walk along the water in the way that they're going to get there from the Taft Street neighborhood and from Old Alloway and from Sunlight Park. Is that they can cross the street at a safe place and then get to the trail. And the way they're going to get to the trail is by walking a short walk on the sidewalk that connects to the Fox River Trail. And then the DOT said that it's not their job to promote access to the Fox River Trail, but that's what the whole bike ped laws are all about, are to get people out walking. And so we have to take a close look if we have to maybe tweak some of the federal regulations and get some exceptions. I think that that's something that the Planning Commission can take a stand on. Thank you.
Is there anybody else in the public that would like to speak? All right, moving on to the next item, number 8, recommendation to create an ad hoc committee responsible for creating a bicycle and pedestrian plan. Trevor? To explain this?
Sure, this has been a discussion I've asked to do for commission meetings. Something the Public Works Department has asked the Plan Commission to take a look at so that they know when they're doing their projects where to focus some pedestrian and bicycle accommodations. And from what I received from those discussions was a direction to be to a ad hoc committee created by the village board to create such a plan. And that's what I am proposing here tonight with some of the topics included in here being proposed new development and redevelopment projects, looking at street and highway reconstruction projects, capital improvement and other things for community investments, taking into account parks, recreation and multi-use path planning, transit planning, educational resources, and training and equipping, policies and procedures of law enforcement. That, of course, is pretty broad and I believe covers a lot of the discussion that we spoke about in previous meetings. The last meeting, it was also referenced that Green Bay had a bicycle and pedestrian plan to take a look at. I did try reaching out to Green Bay, and I did try looking on their website, and I was not able to find anything to reference, so I'll continue to look for that, but I believe the Planning Commission should move forward with creating an ad hoc committee so that the timeline kind of matches up with when people are active in such committees.
Okay, so what we'd be looking at tonight is having a motion to recommend that the village board creates the ad hoc committee. And then if there are people that are on the Plan Commission that are interested in serving on the ad hoc committee, would it be appropriate that they would let you know?
That would be correct.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Just a question or concern. It was a couple years ago that when we changed from a planning and zoning committee in the village to a plan commission because of the TIF district creation, Roger and I were on a subcommittee of two that reviewed what is a plan commission, what's the state statutes, what's the responsibilities. And one of the, like I said, it's been a few years since I've read it, my understanding was the plan commission could have ad hoc committees as appropriate. And I guess just my question is, the village board, and I respect they're the decision maker, but they have so many other responsibilities that they have. Does it make the most sense that this board reports directly, the ad hoc committee reports directly to the village board, or should it go to the public works committee or to the plan commission because it's a subset of what this body does instead of what the board, and maybe Trustee Dart wants to deal with all the minutiae of a plan, and maybe that's appropriate. I just think that based on what I've read of the duties of a planning commission, it's more appropriate that the ad hoc committee reports to the public works or the planning commission.
Makes sense to me.
Well, it's still, I mean, and it's what there was the guidance that I gave you, Barb, from UW Stevens Point, and they had this whole basically guidance document on plan commissions and what the responsibilities are. I believe it was in there.
Okay.
So, and it's fine to do it with the planning commission. Do it with the village board. It's just something moving forward. It might be a little unwieldy. The village board members change based on the election. The planning commission is the experts making the recommendation. It kind of takes the elected officials. They can make the final stance and let the real work be done at the committee level. But like I said, it can go either way.
And the way it's written in here is the public works asked if we would be willing to assist them. So I don't know if maybe public works would be more appropriate then.
It's kind of unclear how it's written in here, who it would report, the ad hoc committee would report to.
How I kind of laid it out at the last meeting, and this was direction from Brown County, was the committee would report to the village board, but it would receive approval of the plan from Parks and Rec, the Plan Commission, and Public Works. If you guys feel like you would rather the ad hoc committee report to a different entity, that's totally fine. I guess the thought process behind the reporting to the village board is that it encompasses many different assets of the different committees that exist in the village. So
I've seen it both ways. That's fine.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think the Plan Commission has a better sense of what is needed. I think think it's more hands-on to right where it's at than the village board would be. It's
or would maybe Park and Rec?
May I interject?
Sure.
I think the bigger issue is getting someone to actually do the work.
There you go, Roger.
Normally we hire consultants for plans that we think are really important. So pulling together an ad hoc committee is great, but they're basically coming here to express their views and provide input. They're not going to go home and do research and write reports and do a lot of the organizational work, you know, draw maps, you know, and bring them back to the next meeting.
I think the idea was that they would count people in certain areas. I think that was came out of the
that
last meeting.
Could be. Maybe they'll do bike and pedestrian counts or something like that. That's reasonable for an ad hoc committee to do.
Okay.
That kind of stuff. But I think we need to be clear that village staff needs to be assigned to prepare materials, monitor meetings, organize the direction of, and organize the direction of the that the ad hoc committee provides into a realizable plan. So someone's going to have to write this thing. So
and somebody, village staff, would be willing to do that then to help, right?
I believe that was the understanding.
Okay.
That we would receive some direction from Brown County. We do have a contract with them for some assistance annually. So.
Okay.
And we did, I did speak with Brown County, and they are aware that this project would be at the end of this year, beginning of this year.
So does that mean they'll provide staff time towards it? Or they'll just
likely staff time for a final review or for maps.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
I have the same concern that Roger did, that someone we need to have someone to do the work. And I'm not saying that you should do all the work or the village board, but I think that it's a big enough project that I think it was laid out appropriately at the last meeting that the village board would select the ad hoc committee and we would receive input and maybe, you know, recommend their proposals. But I think the responsibility should lie with the village board for that rather than otherwise we've got two groups of volunteers trying to do something that's really important. And it's my opinion. I think it was fine the way it was laid out. In terms of who's responsible for what.
Anybody else? So what direction do we want to go then? Do we want to make the recommendation to the village board to create the ad hoc committee? Do we need to decide who they're reporting to at this time then? That's probably important.
You can recommend.
Why don't we recommend to the village board that they authorize a ad hoc committee to assemble for the purpose of providing input to a comprehensive bicycle and pedestrian plan.
Okay, is that a motion?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion and a second, and any further discussion?
Would there be a, Trevor, would you be on the committee? Would you be considered a member, and would there be some public works that would be a member?
I know for sure. I spoke with public works, and someone from public works staff will be a member. I would consider being a member as well. Is that something you would like to see?
As long as it's okay with Brad, I guess. No, I was just asking the question, because if Public Works staff member and some other staff members on the actual committee, then it has a little more teeth to do work.
As much public input and participation.
Right. And the thought was that Public Works staff would be able to provide input as far as the engineering
right
components behind it.
Any other questions or discussion? We have a motion and a second. Any other questions? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next item on the agenda is our next meeting date for June 22nd and agenda items. And a couple of items that have come up are update on what's become of the CSM splits that we've seen, and if you could provide a building permit list or an update on projects that are going on. Anybody think of anything else that needs to be on the agenda for next month?
What was brought up tonight during the corridor study was we should look at amending our TIF. So that I think is something that we definitely need to take a serious consideration that is going to entail the work from the Planning Commission as well and the support from the Planning Commission. So we'll start assembling all that stuff so that we can get that moving in order to meet these September 30th, well, it's an October deadline, but make sure that we have it all submitted by September. And we'll identify the areas that we'll be looking at and wanting to amend.
Are the boundaries of the TIF today the same as they were when the TIF study was conducted however long ago? Or was this area that we're talking about expanding it into, was that part of the study some years ago? I'd like to see the old report if it's online or something. I guess take a look at it, but...
Well, isn't the area that's missing mostly that residential area along Riverside?
It would take you up to the Mariner, correct?
Okay, so it's really to get the Mariner.
And part of the St. Joe and Riverside, okay. That area, and I think on the corner of Webster and St. Joe as well is not in it. Okay. Some real key areas to include it.
Maybe some research as to why it wasn't in the beginning.
I think originally it wasn't included. It was in the understanding that we were meeting that cap line, but that has since changed. It has grown a little bit in percentage and would still give us the flexibility to possibly create a second TIF somewhere else. So we have a little bit of room yet.
Yeah, it's fine. Just something to keep in mind for when we're talking about it next month. Just to watch.
Would the Quick Trip be coming back in June, or where? What happened to that project?
Yeah, that would be June 16th. It will be going to the Village Board
for preliminary PDD approval.
Preliminary, correct.
Okay.
And one other item that I forgot to mention: they have started the construction of the Fox River Trail Webster Avenue connection. So,
I'm just wondering if we should somehow have a more thorough review of the draft corridor study at our next meeting, and I try to identify places that might conflict with the stat with the 30% DOT plan for Riverside.
As soon as we get the PowerPoint, make sure we get that out to everybody.
Okay. I was also looking at the Arboretum Trail that goes down from river to river, and last month we had approved those condominiums that go to quite close to the road, so I don't know if that would even be a possibility there now. I don't know if there's existing right-of-way or if you would have to acquire. Is there enough right-of-way there to do what they wanted to do?
I'm not positive.
Okay. Okay, anything else? Okay, I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
A motion, I'll go to second.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carrie, thank you.